Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. For half my life, when you ask me what I felt like for dinner, I'd choose Italian hands down. You may think that's because of my ethnic background, but as Italian as my name sounds, it's actually Slovak. No, it's just that pasta and sauce, calamari, pizzelles, these are foods that just speak to me. Well, Candace Page, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press, loves Italian food too, and she recently explored some high-end Italian restaurants. She's here to tell us about the experience. Candy, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Our three VPR contributors, Melissa Passanen, Sally Pollack, and you, visited several Italian restaurants. Where did you eat, and what were you trying to determine?
Our inspiration was the opening of a new higher-end Italian restaurant in Burlington, Pascolo, which is the latest entry from the Farmhouse Group. If you live in Chittenden County, you know of the Farmhouse Tap and Grill and Guild Tavern and so on. But we wanted to put Pascolo in the context of Burlington's other two sort of date night Italian restaurants, and La Monte and Trattoria Delia, both of which have been around for some time.
And what did you find?
Well, we had three fabulous meals. As at any restaurant, there were some ups and downs. There were some dishes that I liked better than others, but I discovered slow-cooked beef cheeks at Trattoria Delia, one of the best things I've eaten all year. And La Monte is justly famous for its squash blossom fritters with Italian cheese. Just wonderful. And Pascolo was also a great experience. We especially liked the fact that their wine guy is very customer friendly, and he offered us tastes of the various red wines that we were trying to choose to go with our meal. So what we did was we had three great nights out, and then we're able to share our experiences with our readers.
You also decided to choose one dish that was served at all three restaurants. So what were the results of that?
Well, each of these three restaurants serves pasta with ragu, bolognese. This is the classic Italian pasta sauce that's built on a base of onions, sautéed onions, carrots, and celery, and then it has a variety of ground meats, depending on the chef, and a modicum of tomatoes. We are not talking here hamburgers doused with tomatoes. This is a much more layered, complex sauce, and then it usually has some form of dairy, cheese, or milk in it. So it was very interesting to have a dish with the same name at three different restaurants. I found the Pascolo version to be very beefy. It wasn't my personal favorite, although some people might prefer that. The Trattoria Delia version with grana padano cheese was delicious, very light. But I have to say my favorite was La Monte, which was, for me, the perfect combination of creaminess and meatiness and tomato. It was great. One thing I learned from tasting these three dishes is that Italian chefs each have their own interpretation, even of a classic like a ragu bolognese, and that which version of that dish you prefer depends very much on personal taste. And what fun to get to eat Italian 3 weeks in a row.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Candace Page of the Burlington Free Press, and we're talking about Italian restaurants. Candy, is Italian still a popular dining option around the state?
Oh, well, Rick, you know the answer to that. Is there a village in Vermont that doesn't have at least a pizza place? I mean, I think more villages have pizza places than have post offices. What's interesting to me is that now, in some parts of Vermont anyway, your Italian choices run from takeout pizza all the way up to white tablecloths and flowers on the table and a pasta with ragu that has been developed by the chef and simmered for hours. So I think it's that choice from takeout pizza to your neighborhood Italian place. Anybody who lives in Burlington has eaten at Bove's, which has been around for decades, down home, inexpensive, and then places like Trattoria Delia and La Monte.
What are some interesting options that you have found at Italian restaurants in Vermont?
Well, what's interesting to me is the number of places now where you can get truly thoughtful, not cliched Italian cooking. I think of places like Osteria Pane e Salute in Woodstock, where in season you can have polenta from Vermont-grown corn with wild locally foraged mushrooms. One of my favorite standbys is Sarducci's in Montpelier, where you can find, you know, standard pasta, but my favorite is pasta with smoked chicken and broccoli and mushrooms. Up in Newport, Lago Trattoria, right on Lake Memphremagog, has a pretty inventive menu that includes duck ragu. And down in Bellows Falls, there's a relatively new Popolo, which is serving dishes like pumpkin ravioli and sage cream sauce. So we're both getting very hungry here,
You're
right?
Killing me.
We're going to have to hit the road.
Sourcing from local farms has become almost required at most of our restaurants in the state. Does the same hold true for Italian restaurants here?
You know, my sense had been that Italian restaurants were a little late to the party of trying to work with Vermont farmers. But if that was ever true, I think it's much less true now. At Trattoria Delia, for example, there is what appears to be an endless list of the farms from which they source their food. That's true at Osteria in Woodstock as well. And I think more and more as you go into Italian restaurants in Vermont, you'll see that there's a real effort to tap those local ingredients.
Now's the time that we hit the road and go eat. Candace Page writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
It was great to be here, Rick. Thank you.